again.
Now is it recording? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, let's start off with you just talking a little bit about where you were born and...
Okay, we should start over. Okay, I was born on the family farm that my great-grandfather purchased in 1854. And my mother had 9 children, and the first one she went to town for the to the hospital to have it, and then...
Nine?
From then on, she decided going to town was too much trouble and had the next 8 children were born at home.
Oh, my word.
And my father inherited the farm, the operation of the farm. His siblings were to get a share of the profits, which was fine until the Depression.
Mm.
And I do believe I was a mistake. I was born in 1934. And 4 years elapsed between my youngest brother and myself. And up till then, my mother had had a baby every 18 months. So I think it was a Christmas party that took place. Anyway, my father left the farm and moved to town and when I was 3, and I grew up in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Mm.
Did not have any interest in art. Had a great deal of freedom as a child. As the eighth child, one child died in the flu epidemic of 1918.
Oh.
But of 8 children, my father was 48 when I was born. My mother was 40. And I think they were fed up with raising children and left me to my own devices. My brothers and sisters were supposed to be taking care of me and watching out for me and so forth. And they did occasionally, but most of the time they were too busy. And comparing my childhood to my friends, I had the most freedom of anybody I've ever met.
So you probably benefited from that.
I think it made me more creative in devising excuses for where I was and creating stories.
That's neat. And so were you involved in art at all when you went to school?
No, I took one course in 9th grade, and I enjoyed that, and it was a very diverse introduction to art. I know that the only thing I remember from it was making a model, designing a house and making a model of it. And I designed a square house with an atrium in the center with a skylight over it.
Mm.
And no windows on the exterior walls for artwork to hang on the walls.
Nice.
But anyway, the high school art teacher was strictly two-dimensional, and I knew I couldn't draw or paint, and so I didn't take any art courses. And in fact, in my senior year, the school offered aptitude test to see what we wanted to do with our lives, and
mm-hmm.
so I took it. It was very extensive, I call 3 or 4 hours. And the conclusion, when the psychologist talked to me about it, went over the results, and said, well, probably the major thing is you shouldn't find an occupation where you work with your hands.
Isn't that amazing?
I couldn't move the little pegs from the holes fast enough, from one hole to another.
Oh, I would.
And I don't have that kind of dexterity I'd never make a jeweler or anything where I have to do detail work. And I've never made goblets, for instance, as a glass blower. It's too delicate. I threw delicate pots when I was a potter. But I think the clay helped to steady my hands and helped me to do something delicate.
Now, did you become interested in art as an undergraduate?
Yes, I graduated from high school and went to the University of Wisconsin. Well, first of all, I worked for 2 years before when I got out of high school. I'd become very active in the theater in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We had an amateur theater group, and I was introduced to it by a Sea Scout skipper. I joined the Sea Scouts,
mm-hmm.
and the leader was a very talented theater director and concert pianist.